climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
We're going to continue right now our coverage of local and state elections. And joining me by phone is Brianne Buckingham. She is running for the House of Representatives in District 30, Seat B. Brianne, thanks for taking a moment to chat.
Well, thank you for your time.
So, Brianne, the million-dollar question is, what prompted you to throw your hat in the arena and get into this race?
Well, to be quite frank, it was totally by accident. I was contacted by the Democratic Party after the person that I was going to vote for had pulled out because of personal reasons. And so they're like, well, you can go ahead and throw your hat in. Or so basically I'm a placeholder. And I know that sounds awful, but that's pretty much what I am right now.
And you stepped up and answered the call. So, Brianne, let's talk for a moment. What is your major concern with what's happening now?
Well, my primary concerns in Idaho are rural development. So I sat on the city council for a couple of years, and what I realized was that people don't work for the community as much as they should. And so having that knowledge, that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to fix, or rather work towards a better rural development ideal. And this includes infrastructure, primarily infrastructure, and water rights, and so on.
And what ideas do you have, Brianne, for improving communication?
I think that communication is the key, honestly. And in order to improve communication, everybody has to be on the same page. So information is the key to communication. So as long as everybody has the same information, as long as we all are on the same page, that's the key right there.
So true. It's about trying to find that common ground, and sometimes that can be challenging. I would love to ask you, Brianne, do you have a political leader, past or present, who you look to for inspiration?
Yes, I do. but I don't believe that it would be fair for me to say the person's name. But I do have a lot of motivation. I was in the Army for 15 years before I was injured, and then I got sick in the Army. And so but I'm pretty sure that he would not be happy if I stated his name on, you know, a radio.
And you don't have to state his name. I totally respect the privacy issues. But maybe share with us, if you will, one of the attributes of his leadership style that you hope to perhaps implement.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yes. I do hope to implement his leadership style in the sense that he just didn't care about party politics. He was a nonpartisan. I mean, on paper, he's partisan, but when it comes down to the reality of it, he only cared about what actually happens. And so that's what I hope to implement is nonpartisan politics.
And, you know, Brianne, we're seeing this shift where a lot of people are a little disgruntled, a little frustrated with what they see happening. And as a result, there is this breakdown of communication, more people checking out and even saying things like, I'm not going to vote because my vote doesn't count. And that always bothers me because I think voting is such a sacred privilege. So what would you say, Brianne, to those people who feel as if their vote doesn't matter?
I would say that every single vote matters, period, 100%. What are your children going overseas for? What wars are we fighting for? To vote, quite literally, that is what we are fighting for. So when I hear people say that their vote doesn't matter, I cringe a little bit inside.
I do,
like,
too.
Oh my.
It's so true. We're fortunate, and I think it's important to remember that going to a polling place and casting a ballot is really the best way for us to let our voice be heard.
We love Idaho, don't we?
Yes.
We want to maintain Idaho and keep it the way it is as much as we possibly can. And so being one of the top 15 states in the country that are growing exponentially, shouldn't we do it the right way? And the right way is to build roads and do everything correctly first rather than incorrectly three times later.
Brianne, sometimes the political arena can get a little nasty and we get pretty divided. As a veteran, you really fought for the freedoms of everybody, not just those that you agree with. Can you share how being a veteran has kind of shaped your patriotism?
Absolutely. I believe that everybody has the right to free speech and their own freedoms. And I find it appalling, quite frankly, that some people think that we don't have the right to those freedoms. And that's what I went to war for. I am a combat veteran. That is literally what I fought for. And I don't use the term literally lightly. I mean this in the most literal sense. I don't understand why some people think that one person has the right to their opinion, whereas another person does not. So this is what we fought for. This is what we're fighting for right now.
Well, Brianne, I certainly appreciate you taking a moment to give us some insight on what you hope to accomplish for Idaho. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
All right. Brianne Buckingham, candidate for House of Representatives, District 30, Seat B. You have a fantastic day.